Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back with Group Therapy on Jen and Friends.
All right, Jerry has a bit of a scandalous past and has a question for the friends this morning. So y'all join us. Hey, Jerry, if somebody's just jumping into the show, will you tell them the question you're asking this morning for Group Therapy?
Yeah, so I was a professional dancer in a former life, and my 10-year-old daughter looked in my closet, she found one of my retired sexy cops outfits, and now she wants to wear it for Halloween, so I'm having reservations if I should let her wear it or not.
Okay, hang on for a second, Jerry. Lots of friends calling to help you out. Mo calling from Buford, welcome to Group Therapy. Hey, Mo.
Good morning, friends.
Hey, good morning.
Hello. Hey, so as a father, I'm going to say, I know I can't say the word, but heck no. There's a certain kind of clothes I would let my children wear. And my first question is, where's her father? Because there is no way in this world I would ever let my child wear a stripper's outfit. Sorry, not going to happen. That's wrong in every single way.
No way. Even though it's like baggy on her, she doesn't know where it came from.
It does not matter. It was on a stripper. There was at a certain place, and I would never let a 10-year-old wear a stripper's outfit. There's a certain kind of clothes that the child should wear in the first place, and the kind of clothes that kids wear nowadays is ridiculous anyways, with the holes all in them. They're so short, you can see everything up to their legs. I mean, I've seen kids wear such short outfits that you can see their butt, you can see everything. And to me, I have two little girls, there is no way I would burn the clothes in front of them before I let anybody
burn
wear any of that crap.
Wow. Mo, bringing it strong this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
How many shotguns do you think Mo has?
404-263-0941. Is it all that bad? Amber, joining Group Therapy from Calhoun. Hey, Amber.
Hey.
What do you think?
So I agree with him. I would say no, in other words, because for one, she wore it as a stripper, and two, you got so many predators nowadays, especially during Halloween, that there's no way I would let my child out. Even being baggy is even worse because it's more revealing.
Okay, thank you so much for the call, Amber. Appreciate it.
Can we stop calling Jerry a stripper? She was a professional dancer.
All right, Trisha in Lawrenceville calling for Group Therapy. Hey, Trisha.
Hey, good morning. Okay, so she obviously knows it's really not appropriate if she's calling all of us to ask, but going to Party City and buying costumes for little kids, they are really revealing. My kids are kind of like, I'm not wearing this junk. Like, this is ridiculous.
Really?
Yes, totally. My suggestion is if she's really set on it, have her wear a pair of black leggings, a black leotard underneath, where it's not showing anything. And it probably will end up covering more than some of these other costumes that you find out in the store.
That's true. That's true. So the past of the costume doesn't bother you. It's just maybe the cut of it wouldn't be appropriate for her to wear. Okay. That's definitely a good perspective.
Just like all the costumes that are out there at Party City or Walmart or Target. They're gross. My kids won't wear them. They make their own.
I haven't been yet. Yeah. I'm more of an Amazon Prime kind of a mom. Yeah. I'm like, you know, just like hope for the best when it shows up on the front porch. But that's good to know. Thank you so much for the call, Trisha. Appreciate you. All right. Allison in Midtown joining Group Therapy too. Hey, Allison.
Hey, good morning, Jen and the crew. I would say, take your daughter to Party City and let her know how much you love her, that you want to get something out of all the... They have a huge amount of costumes.
Something else. Allison says just move on to something
else. What if she picks a cop outfit at Party City?
And Miranda in Griffin wants to be the last word on this. Hey, Miranda.
Okay, y'all are just blowing this way out of the water. The only person that knows that it's that type of outfit is mom.
Yeah.
Nobody else is going to know. I mean, if she wants to put leggings up underneath, it's starting to get fall. It's going to be probably a little chilly. So she's not going to be in some hoochie outfit. And mom's the only one that knows. Nobody has to know that's where it came from.
good gracious, everybody's getting like, oh my gosh, that kid's in a, no, nobody has to know.
So you say go for it, put some leggings underneath and no problem at all.
Yeah, and mom shouldn't be so hard on her. It doesn't matter where dad is. Mom just needs to not be so hard on herself and, you know, just make sure it's, you know, not revealing for a 10-year-old, as I'm sure she would be concerned about, and she will handle it just fine. But she don't have to go around telling people, hey, that's a retired outfit of mine.
Thank you.
No big deal.
Yeah, thank you so much, Miranda. Jerry, did that make you feel a little bit better to hear from her?
Yeah, it did. I think I got a lot of respect. And yeah, you know what? I can just put on, if she decides that she wants to wear it, she's wearing tights and a leotard. That's such a good idea.
Until the neighborhood dad looks at her and says, I've seen that outfit
before. No, Mark, no, that looks just wrong. All right, good luck with that, Jerry. If you guys have ever got something on your mind you want to bring to the table for group therapy, please do reach out to us, star941atlanta.com. You can hit me up directly, Jen Hobby, Jen at star941atlanta.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.